Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish. My name is Father Robert J. Carr, and I am the administrator of St. Anthony Parish. I come to you every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us on WROLradio.com. And of course, you can hear this podcast anytime at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, it is Monday. We're beginning a new week. We are, actually, yesterday we began the 12th week of Ordinary Time, and we carry Ordinary Time right on through till just after Thanksgiving. So this was the first Sunday we just celebrated in Ordinary Time. We've had weekdays in Ordinary Time since Pentecost, but this is the first Sunday, and we heard the readings from Jeremiah and from the Gospel of Matthew, telling us about having courage. Jeremiah, the prophet, talks about how his struggle of preaching the Word of God when he is called by God to do it and how difficult it is. The passage that we didn't talk about on Sunday, the one that follows it, rather, is the one where he actually says he wishes he was never born. And the gospel passage is that part where Jesus in Matthew says, do not fear he who can kill the body and not the soul, but the one who can kill the body and the soul or cast them into Gehenna. And that's, of course, from the Gospel of Matthew, when it's where Jesus is telling us that we're called to live our lives prophetically, and we're called to live a way that people can know the power of God. So those were the backgrounds of the readings, and here is my homily. Since we are in Ordinary Time, the first reading and gospel now have some form of connection. The first reading is from Jeremiah the prophet, and it details how much he suffered for his speaking out. He wanted to live just a simple life, but God called him to be his prophet, and the people did not want to hear what he had to say. They persecuted him severely, so much so that he cursed the day that he was born. What would have happened if Jeremiah never spoke out? The Jews would be remembered as much as the Babylonians. Their culture would have died out, but God's will was that the world would be transformed through the Jews' monotheism. The world needed to know that our truth comes from beyond us, and it costs nothing to seek it, but seek it we must. For those who seek it find it, and those who reject it get lost in the falsehood of their own chosen idolatry. Now let's look at our same world from the gospel reading. Like the call for Jeremiah to be courageous, so Jesus teaches us to have courage, and for the same reason. What is at stake? Our world is in flux, and one of the reasons is that in many corners of humanity, we have lost touch with the source of truth and the fount of wisdom. However, do not start shaking a finger at them. Do not start shaking a finger at the Chinese Communist Party, the atheist professors in our own country, the European Union, the United Nations, or even the corporate media. We need to start focusing on our own call and our own mission, the one that Christ gives us. Christ calls us to live in courage and not to fear those who can kill the body and not the soul. That can be difficult at times. I know from experience. However, why does he admonish us this way? For the same reason he called Jeremiah to be strong despite his suffering. There is too much at stake. He calls us to be strong in our faith that we can witness to the truths that come from outside of us, from above us. If we do not, then our society falls back into the paganism which has been happening worldwide for several decades. It's a natural process. Humanity either continues its pilgrimage to unity with the Father, or it falls back on itself into the worst forms of paganism. There is no other alternative. This does not mean that humanity cannot accomplish great things even within a pagan society, but it does mean the society's eventual weakness will lead it to collapse, as it did since the days of the Assyrian Empire. Jesus' words are important to us today.
We have a mission to be the prophets that he called Jeremiah to be. We have a mission to testify to the truths, and we do that by living the gospel. What does that demand? To love as Jesus loves. We need to live prophetically. If we're not doing that, then we're not being the Catholics Christ called us to be. In order to accomplish that goal, we must be people of prayer, because it is through prayer that we learn to know Christ and to live his demands. The Pope made that clear in his first homily. Even though we know every jot and tittle of Catholic moral teaching, we will be, as St. Paul says, noisy gongs and clanging cymbals. And it is through our actions of love that we witness to the truth of Christ. In fact, when we come forward to communion, it's an action that we commit to love to that level. That, by the way, is the reason why the church stops people from receiving if they're not living in ways that reflect a rejection of Christ's teachings, because it's a call to embrace a higher form of love. We can look around at how our country changed over the past months and since the shutdown caused by the fears over the coronavirus. Many of the social struggles that the country suffers from now are caused by even the Catholic Church not being a prophetic institution. We must step out of ourselves and live in a way that radically affects the lives of those around us. And we can only do that through the love that comes from the source of all that is love, all that is truth and wisdom. If you look at the great problems we are having in our country now, they are based a lot on delegating to government agencies the authority to act on our behalf. However, if we choose only to delegate that authority as a last resort, then we are doing what Christ calls us. An example, you saw in the news of the final results of the incidents in Atlanta. A man fell asleep in his car in a drive-thru of a fast food restaurant. He apparently had been drinking. A police officer charged with his murder after a struggle where the man got a hold of a taser. A riot breaks out, and finally that restaurant is burnt to the ground. How did all this start? With people calling the police that a man was asleep in the drive-thru of the restaurant. Now this needs to be said with caution and discernment. What if instead of calling the police, a small group of people knocked on the car window, woke the guy up, advised him to move his car to the parking lot where he could continue sleeping, and that worked? None of the previous issues would have happened. That's a bit risky, and I'm sure many people connected to the restaurant company would not be happy. However, if they knew what the alternative result would be, I'm sure everyone would have been happy. What is the difference? Acting in a way that humanizes. That is acting prophetically as a community. It may or may not have worked, but we know the action taken did not work. How can you live your faith courageously? First, be a person of prayer, and then put your prayerful discernment as faith into action.
You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. We'll be right back right after this. You're trying to build the habits of your faith. You seek a reference to help you. Where do you find one? Well, have you read Romans chapter 12? Yes, Romans chapter 12.
Be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Romans chapter 12 is a comprehensive list of attitudes and actions to live your faith powerfully.
Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse.
St. Paul gives us instructions on how to witness to Christ in these trying times.
Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
So if you're looking for a good, short synopsis of how to live your faith, check out Romans chapter 12 in the New Testament. We're back, and before the break, you heard my homily that I gave yesterday, Sunday, at the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and it was a homily where I was focusing on the issues of the world in light of the call to be courageous. And as you can see, one of the things that I kind of mentioned, we've fallen into this issue where you always have to call the police, and one of the reasons you do is because of insurance and liability. You know, to give you a classic example, if you get into a car accident, and even if it's a fender bender, but you have to contact your insurance company, they will request a police report. So this whole thing, by the way, of defunding the police, it's never going to happen for exactly like issues like that. You have to request a police report, an official report from the police. But one of the things to look at is, do the police have to be involved and the particular issue you're dealing with? And in the particular case that I mentioned in my homily, no. If you could have confronted the person in a very gentle way with several people, just knocked on his window and say, hey, pal, you know, you're blocking the drive-through. Can you go drive your car over to the parking lot and you can fall asleep there and we'll leave you alone? And have I done things like that? Maybe not necessarily a drive-through case, but yes, I have. And just go over there and sleep it off, or whatever the case may be, and just kind of go away. And that would have been fine, but right away, it's call the police, call the police, call the police. When I was in Chelsea, Massachusetts, it was at St. Rose in Chelsea, there was a brand new police chief came on, Chief Rafael Hernandez, and he was excellent. He's a wonderful guy. And one of the things he said to us, right from square one, my job is to take care of the hard heads, but if the community can come together and deal with the others, then you will lower crime and you'll strengthen the community. And he also taught us that the stronger you have a community, the stronger your community where everyone knows each other, the more powerful the community is in the ability to fight crime, because everyone is working together. And they're not just working together to stop crime, they're working together to also help rehabilitate someone who may be on their way to crime. And then, he said, there were the hardheads. He says, that's my job to take care of that. And when we think that we're people of faith, that our whole thing is building a community in Christ on pilgrimage to be united with Christ in heaven, then we realize how important it is to have that community and deal with that community in light of where Christ is calling us. I'll be back tomorrow with not necessarily this topic, but we'll be here tomorrow anyway. 3:00, have a blessed day. Have you visited CatholicAudioMedia.com? There you can find material to help strengthen your faith and even support this radio program. Web videos on how to read the Bible, music from Father Adriano Zandana, links to column websites, and even the Pauline Bookstore. And even merchandise such as coffee mugs to bring a smile and encouragement during this time. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com.